son of Adam, and all his wickedness and depravity and fallen nature. And when Christ is brought into his life, that sinner is born again in the family of God, there is a difference made. There's a difference made. You began to think different. You began to act different. You began to carry a different spirit about you. And it don't mean that there's not struggles with the old man, but because of the new man, there is a difference and there is a change. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. I want to share something with you. And I heard this week watching a service. In fact, the services that Brother Mike was at, he shared with me the link. I got to watch some of the live stream. And a preacher made this statement and or alluded to this thought I want to give to you. Look in Philippians chapter 1. I'll just give this to you. I'm not preaching. I want to tell you the sweetness of what is going on here and share this with you. Now, I didn't know when I would. I thought maybe I'd preach on it, and I may preach on it down the way. But we're saved. And Brother Tim was just talking about the difference that's in our life. Let me ask you something. What is the difference? What is the difference in our life from that side of salvation to this side that we're on? What is the difference? If I was to describe that difference, and some would immediately go to, well, I don't go here, I don't do this, or I don't this or that. And they immediately go to externals. There's not anything necessarily wrong with that. Here's what I want you to understand. The difference in our life from then to now is not about things. What is the difference? The difference, if I was to tell you what the difference is in my life, here's the difference. Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is the difference.
Yes.
Jesus is the difference. Jesus is the difference. Jesus makes the difference. Jesus is the difference. So where do you get that? Sometimes, and boy, it's been sweet. I'm not going to take the air out of the room. I'm not. I want to challenge us with this. We've all heard these testimonies. God loves me. God saved me. God's grace has been real. God has been faithful. And all of this. And it's been wonderful. But one of the things plaguing saved people and people professing to be saved is that they have made Christ a part of their life. Christ is a part of their life. And some of us here today, Christ is a big part of our life. Can I say when Christ is a part of your life and Christ is even a big part of your life, you're missing out on what real Christianity is.
That's right.
Christ didn't save me to be a part of my life. Christ didn't save me to be a big part of my life. Christ saved me to be my life. See, one of the things with Christianity in this day, we pick and choose what we want to magnify about what we've been told about our Savior. But you got to understand, He is my life.
Yes, sir.
My salvation is not a Sunday morning thing. It's not a Sunday night thing. It's not a Wednesday night thing. Christ is more than just a part of my life. I'll tell you this, Christ did not save you to be the most important part of your life.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Christ saved you to be your life.
Amen.
Christ saved you. All the grace and the love and the mercy and the goodness and the faithfulness we magnify today. Listen, Christ wants that. Amen. All that He is to be our life. Here's what Paul said in Philippians 1. Look with me in Philippians 1. I ain't even going to read the whole verse. But I love this statement. Paul said, verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ." Now, I'm looking at folk today, and as sweet as this has been, I hope it will propel us and challenge us to say, you know what, I'm done with Christ just being a part of my life.
Right.
As though we can put him on and put him off and put him on and put him off. And put on a little religion and a little religious exercise and a little religious talk and then put it off and go back to the same way of living and then say, well, Christ is part of my life. I do Christ on Sunday mornings. Christ did not save, does that make sense to anybody? Christ did not save me for me to make Christ a part of my life. For to me to live is Christ.
Amen.
When you get there, all of a sudden the differences and the changes from the, amen, the old side of salvation to now begin to be intensified and magnified. Because Christ becomes more than a part, more than a big part, and even more than the most important part, He is the only part of my life.
Hey, hey, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why some folk, you just get around them and Christ is just so real on them.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I know God loves all of us. God's faithful to all of us. God's good to all of us. You can get that just Him being a part of your life. But if you want that oozing godliness, can I use that word? Oozing godliness. That effectual spirit where Christ is just coming out of you and others. You ain't got to tell them. You ain't got to try to convince them. You ain't got to try to work it out. It's just there and it explodes out of you. You got to go beyond making Christ a part of your life. Go beyond making Him a big part of your life. And go beyond making Him the most important part of your life and say, for to me to live is Christ. Everything I am is wrapped up to be wrapped up and pointed in. That don't mean we live in a cave or a monastery somewhere and become religious monks and zealots. It just means in everything I do, amen, I do it in mind with my relationship and fellowship with Christ intact and in control, Him calling the shots, His lordship governing my life. For to me to live is Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I always thought Christ, you know, you make Him a part of your life and everything goes better. Oh, you're missing so much.
Amen.
For to me to live is Christ.
Amen.
Preacher, what's the difference? Christ is the difference.
Amen.
You take Christ out of my life. Listen, I'm lost as a ball in high weeds. I ain't got sense to get out the rain. You take Christ out of my life. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go, not to go. I don't know what to involve myself in, not involve myself in. You take Christ out of my life. All that is at home is beating and banging and fussing and cussing and turmoil and trouble. You take Christ out of my life. My mind would be absolutely insane today. Brother Jake, what I'm trying to say is for me to live is Christ. For to me to live is Christ. Christ, amen, is my life. His life in me being lived out through me.
Right.
Christ, my life. He's my life. Amen. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God that Paul said, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Right.
Amen. Amen. An effectual working of Christ in my life. Amen. Not that I just say, you know, somebody says, well, is Christ a part of it? Yeah, I go to church and I read my Bible. I pray every now and then. I even pray over my food in public when I go out to eat. Christ is a part of your life. But what about the rest of the hours of the
day? Right.
What about when you're all alone?
Yes, sir.
What about in the secret places of your family life?
Right.
What about when you're on the job and you're around, amen, heathens all day? Can you say for me to live is Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Make Christ more than just a part of your life.
Yes, sir.
Take the grace He's given and the love He's given and the faithfulness He's given, and let Christ be the difference that propels you into true Christianity. Is that right?
Amen.
I believe, I ain't preaching, but I could preach right there. Yes. Amen.
Good, good preaching.
We categorize our life. I have my family life. I have my work life. I have my hobby and entertainment life. I have my friend life. And then I have this little box over here. That's my Jesus life. You need to take all the other boxes and put them, my friend, in that and say, from this day forward, Christ is my life.
Amen.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm no expert on it. I still struggle with it like everybody else does. I'm going to be honest. When you get all of that right in your mind and in your heart where Christ is your life, it's amazing how everything else just seems to unfold into the way that it's supposed
Amen.
To.
Right.
Amen.
Because Christ didn't, I'll say it again, and we're winding down, Christ didn't save me for me to make Christ a part of my life.
Amen.
Right.
He is my life. That's why, Jeremy, when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
You don't have life outside of Christ.
Amen.
You don't have life outside of Christ. All you tapped into some emotional feelings, but when you, my friend, realize the grace of God and the experience of salvation and the new birth, amen, Christ is our life. He's the bread of life, the water of life. He's the light that gives life to men. And on we could go today about the life that we have in the Lord Jesus. The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life.
Right.
No life before salvation.
Right. Right.
There's no life. There surely was no living. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life. And Brother Ellie said that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
More abundantly.
Right.
Amen. And you look at the grammatical. I'm about to preach, Brother Larry. I'm trying not to. Amen. But you look at the grammatical construction of that, and Jesus said, I have come that they might have life, comma, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Hey.
We're living on the wrong side of the comma.
Right.
We're living on the wrong side of the comma. We're living in, I know love, I know grace, I know salvation, I know the power of the gospel. Amen. But Jesus didn't just come that friend just to give us life. Live our life, making a little part for Christ. He died that we might have abundant life. Abundant life goes beyond. Amen. It goes beyond. It goes beyond how you feel physically. It goes beyond what happened at the job this week.
Hey.
Goes beyond the frustrations of just everyday life
right.
and the political scene and the bad news we hear on every hand. The abundant life, you get on the right side of the common, you pack. Amen. That none of that has anything to do with, amen, what Christ says is abundant life for me to live is Christ.
Hey.
All of a sudden, you tap into something that doesn't get shook and rocked and blown about by the things
Amen.
That are going on in that world.
Amen.
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 What you feel right now this morning in this sweet service is what you feel tomorrow.
Amen.
Thank God.
That's right.
Amen. I didn't say you wouldn't have no troubles tomorrow. I'm just saying in the midst of all that you still have this if Christ is your way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Believe we own something.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Make him more than a part of it. Make him even more than a big part of it.
Amen.
Make him more than even the most important part of it.
Yes, sir.
Let Christ be your life.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
That's good.
Stand together. Stand together. I've enjoyed this today.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Joy, has this been sweet the last several weeks? Just want to be thankful. Sure, I'm thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We sung the song there, the blanket of grace. Look how far we've come.
Amen.
What He's brought you through. Amen. Can I say God's brought us all through a lot of things?
Amen.
Even when we've not been living in what I've just exhorted, God will still be good to us.
Amen.
Can I say a God that would still be good to us? We owe it to Him.
That's right.
We owe it to Him. And that, beyond just the mentality, we owe it to Him. It ought to really inspire us to say, I want more. I want more. I want Him to have more. I want more of Him. I want Him to have more of me. Get to the place where Christ is our life.
Amen.
Well, that's off the cuff. I hope that's made sense. I've been chewing on it all week. Amen. One of them simple truths, Brother Larry, I've known for a long time. Somehow you get away from thinking about it and maybe even living in it. You go, man, I gotta shirt that up. That's something I need. Can I say, I need this? I ain't talking down to you. I'm telling you, I need this. Christ, I've got to make Christ more than just a part of my life.
Yes, sir.
I got to make Him more than a big part of my life.
Absolutely.
I got to make Him more than just the most important thing.
Yes.
Christ is my life.
Amen.
Amen. Let's do this. Play something, Sister Forrest. And I know a lot of folk have testified in public. That's an order. Y'all can do that. Every now and then, y'all can do it just to make the devil nervous. Some of y'all ain't making the devil nervous in a long time. Amen. Every now and then, y'all just jump up and remind him he don't own you no more. He don't call shots. We've heard some of that today. We don't all do it the same way. Amen. Sissy, man. Poor Brother Moe, she'll beat him after death when she testifies. And the others just stand and in a simple, barely above a whisper say, I just want to thank the Lord. I don't care how you do it. She just ought to do it.
Right.
Amen. Maybe today you just want to do that personally on an altar and thank the Lord. That would be in order, all that He's done for us. Maybe today a little challenge about you've just been trying to make Christ a part, or a big part, or the most important part. You go, boy, I've been failing in that area. I want Christ to be my life. This morning, maybe get on the altar and take care of that. Let's have every head bowed and eye closed.